listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
March 31st, 2015, Gab with Av. I got a few minutes. I got Unreal in the live stream. Hi, Unreal.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad. Boy, what an exciting week. So much going on, I can't even keep up anymore.
Yeah.
There's so many people on the scene now. I'm listening to Crow. I'm listening to Eric Dubay. I've listened to Mark Sargent. And I really do enjoy Eric Dubay's conversation. He's very knowledgeable and very interesting. And so is Crow. It seems like all these people are at odds with each other, though, which I don't know. Well, I know why they say, but considering we almost know nothing, I don't know why they're at odds, why we highlight the differences.
Well, I think it comes down to the theories on the universe more than the theories on the Earth. It's like, I think Crow is more into the moon. Whereas Sargent and Dubai, they are more into the flat Earth, but they are pretty sure about the solar system too. So they are at odds at the sky.
Yeah. What Mark Sargent, you see, he brings up a lot of conceptual things that I enjoy. I don't buy into the dome very much at all, and whatnot. I don't have a problem talking about it, though, but it's easy to dismiss it in my mind. But one thing I like about Mark Sargent that he brings up some points to talk about that are big-picture items that I like to consider. For instance, is it possible that the ball theory had a shelf life where it would be about 500 years before somehow technology in some way would catch up with the theory and allow people to collaborate and basically discredit the theory? And maybe NASA was the last chapter in covering up the whole nature of this planet or this Earth or this plane that we're on. And maybe they realized that the gig would be up and people would be able to think things through.
Yeah, I think that's a good possibility that they are changing their angle of attack.
Yeah, because all theories, the globe is just a theory, I believe. Gravity is just a theory that hasn't really been attacked and or discredited in any meaningful way as long as it's been around. It was maybe at the beginning, but time and propaganda and money put behind the theory basically shut down the opposition. And now it stands as an outstanding theory. But we have to remember, it's not a fact, is it?
No, that's what I'm very interested in, is the fact that we can actually be able to disprove or prove the shape of the Earth, because we have the measurement tools to do so. So that is actually more easy to do than we could think. So where things getting difficult is what is happening in the sky.
Yeah. I think we have a unique period in time when we can try and collaborate in some meaningful way with all our ideas as fakeologists. Now, what do you think will come first? Some kind of meaningful breakthrough in communication between human beings, or a complete censorship of this very good communication tool?
it's hard to say. We can just, you know, see that the different governments, they are working towards managing the information that circulates on the internet. So I guess they have a definite plan to be able to control it.
Do you think, like I do, that there's a race between people that can discover and actually make really good use of the internet to communicate and collaborate, and a race to censor it in a way to control the information so people aren't able to really get together in a real organic way? I see that as almost a tortoise and a hare race.
Yes.
I think they're going to win because they have all the money and control, but it's hard to tell.
Yes, it's at least we need to continue to try to reason about what is happening. And I think that unfortunately we are not that many. And as you have said before, they can always push their media to make people believe that they are in the majority, even if they start not to be. If you look like on the Kennedy assassination, it's like most Americans do not believe that Oswald killed him. But still, in the history books, they write what they want, and they propagate what they want.
Yeah, I'm wondering if by the time enough people figure out they have the internet as a very useful tool in discovering and collaborating and figuring out this world, by the time they figure it out in a majority type of way, it will be in a way clamped down and censored in a way that it's hard to connect. A lot of background noise on your computer there.
It is.
There's a ton of background noise on your end.
It's strange. Oh, it's not strange.
If you see your blue light is on and you're not talking, that means your mic is picking up something.
Yeah. I'll make it push to talk.
Yeah. Better.
It's my fan.
Oh, you have a fan going. What I was going to ask you, is it true or is this a big story that France is considering some kind of censorship on their website?
Oh, they are. France was interested in this kind of legislation from the start. I think that is why there are so many psyops happening now in France.
So one of the side benefits of all these psyops in France is they're trying to provoke people to come out and discuss alternate theories about the veracity of these events in France, and when they do so and ridicule these theories, they're going to make them illegal to publish or print?
Yeah, I think they will try to have a means of attacking the persons they would like to quiet down.
So is this a real possibility, or is this just another fear-mongering exercise just to scare people into self-censorship?
It's both.
Say that again?
It's both, huh? Because people will self-censor when you put the camera on them anyhow, even if it's not working.
Yeah, so you see it as a... I think these stories really just make people self-censor. They don't know if it's going to be a real law or not, but just hearing about it is enough for people to withdraw whatever thought they were going to create.
Yeah, they do self-censure. Censure is like, even if there is just some idea of people observing us, it will change or way of doing things. So have you been in contact with Sergeant to make a follow-up show, or is it on ice?
No, not yet. I'd like to get a crow or bear to the mail, but it doesn't seem like they want to respond to me. I think it's odd, you know. The first guy I really came across was Mark Sargent. Because of Mark Sargent, I found Eric Dubé and Crow. I never heard of them before.
Yeah, it's always a bit funny how some topics just pop up and get reactivated. So what you said earlier on about the fact that it might be a bigger scheme behind it, I think you have something there.
Well, if the Earth is not a sphere as NASA portrays it, then this certainly would be far bigger than 9/11.
Yes and no. I think that for the life of most people, it would not change their every day as much as 9/11 have done.
Yeah, that's true. But yes, in the sense that the Earth is such a big place and we're all living on it, yet people might not think it's possible that 6, 7, 8, 9 billion, however many people are here, could be fooled.
Yes, but you must remember that 9/11 has been like a conspiracy talk for many years, and still the main masses of the people, they are not that into it. And most people, they either believe that the government did it, or you know, it was Judy Wood's justifying principles that was at hand. So it's like nobody has a clear idea what really happened.
Yeah, I would say half of them think George Bush did it, and the other half think Islamic terrorists did it, Osama.
Exactly.
Probably split down the middle.
So it's like even today we don't know how, or most people, I mean, nearly everybody has no clue about what happened to Kennedy.
Yes, exactly. Most people will talk about all the details, but they won't ask the biggest question of all. Was the whole thing staged? Nobody asked that question.
So what I discovered when I was looking into to the flat Earth perspective is the fact that both the pole missions to the North Pole and the South Pole, they were all probably staged. And all the actors, they have definite signs of being pursued with fakery. General Byrd as well.
Yes, you know, and I'm glad that you brought it up, because sometimes I'm so overwhelmed by the whole story, even I forget the whole modus operandi of the media and their controllers. So, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Perfectly reasonable to say what you said.
In some ways, we can see the pole races at that time's a space race. Everybody was interested in it. It was in all the newspapers. And finally, they were uncovered as hoaxers, most of them. But the South Pole missions, they have not been discovered as hoaxes yet. But we know that they cannot have found the South Pole, as it is probably impossible to really find. So all those stories about the pole missions and all the movies and all the lore that has been produced since, it's just part of the programming. So they have ongoing programs that's repeated over and over again.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's fascinating when you say that. That's true. That's interesting. And we have to assume that you can't find the South Pole if you believe the flat Earth model.
Well, they even acknowledge it themselves that the North Pole, it moves all the time, and probably the South Pole too. So somehow it's like it was just publicity stunts. And just recently we have like some more modern explorers too that are suspected of fakery, like this British TV presenter that they actually suspect of not having done what she have claimed to have done on the South Pole. And I just think that recently some English royalty went to the South Pole too. So they keep on giving us stories, and that would prevent us from asking questions too. So what the reality would be, I don't know. But in either model of the Earth, the poles are very central themes because it would define a little bit how the geography of the world really is. But what is for sure is like the completely spherical Earth model is fake, and the picture that you posted on the Fakeology is really great because it shows how they just put masks on Photoshop and just made it just like a sphere.
Yeah, well, all it does is make the water much cloudier, and it just makes me wonder what is going on. I have no theories right now. My only theory is that I am positive NASA is lying, and therefore we have a blank canvas that we're working from at this point. We're right back where Captain Cook started off.
Captain Crook. He was a crook. I don't know if you saw the pictures or links I posted, but he actually staged a mountain climbing in Canada, I think. And it was quite sophisticated hoax too. It's like they put up like metal poles with wires and had them stand like in front of the mountaintop, and then took the pictures to have them pretend being on the top but them being much lower on the mountain.
Well, what year was that? Isn't Captain Cook from the 1700s or something? Or
I'm sorry. It was Dr. Cook that went to the North Pole. Yeah, you're right. Captain Cook was much earlier. You're right.
Yeah, I think he's before photography. So then we have to rely on artists to show what they were doing.
Yeah, I'm a bit into the pole emissions now, so that's why I mixed things up, because Dr. Frederick Cook, he was actually one of the people that claimed to have gone to the North Pole but never did.
Okay, so there's a lot of nonsense going on with the pole missions. This is fascinating.
And I remember seeing all these films when I was younger, too, like... The explorers, you know, going through the harsh climate and struggling and coming to the pole and everything. So I really, it's part of my youth, actually.
Oh, boy. Just another huge can of worms we have to go through now, right?
Yes. It's getting more and more clear that their tactics is to have us... not to know anything real at all. So it's like whatever they will try to have us believe, they are always trying to make that those facts be false in somehow and not to have us get the real truth.
All right. Well, we're gonna go have my dinner now. If you're still around, maybe I'll talk to you. But I enjoyed this brief chat with you, and there's so much to talk about. I'd like to continue talking about this subject because it seems like it can go on for quite some time.
Yeah, it will. As you said, the round Earth has been around for 500 years, and before that we had some thousand years of a flat Earth. Maybe it's a time for concave Earth. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that one's a little harder for me to visualize. But also, I'd like to publicly thank you for summarizing the research of psychologists over at the International Flat Earth Board that Eric Dubé set up. I thought that was good of you. I can't post everywhere. People think, why don't I post over there? I can barely keep up on my own site, so that you're over there helps me a lot.
Nice. It's. I have the feeling that there is some genuine research that they try to get to. So I think it's interesting to discuss with those guys too.
Yeah, well, that's great. And I think you're real. I'm real. I'm pretty sure I'm not a shill. I'm pretty sure you're not a shill for covering up some particular way of looking at things for the government. And as long as we are treating each other as genuine researchers, I think we're fine. I'm not in the business to convince everybody because it's too much to ask for. We both have enough of our own material out there that it just has to be judged on its own.
Yes, and we must expect also to have disagreements on subjects because it's so much information that's circulating, so it's impossible not to get taken by some arguments and others will not stick. So it's important, as you say, that we keep up talking, and you are doing a great job at that.
Oh, thank you, and you are too. And just keep it up, and I'd like to get these guys talking because we can get a lot more done if we talk than if we are insulting each other in forums.
Yes, and it's another guy on the YouTubes too. He's got a channel that's called Stars Are Souls, and he's got some really good videos too, and he's actually quite funny too. So I might send you a link to him and see if he responds maybe.
Yeah, I saw his channel. I didn't get too deep into it because I'm doing so much other stuff. I'm looking into the whole AIDS thing again. It's amazing. You can get so distracted by different researches.
Just don't start any tri-therapy, Ab.
Don't start any what?
Tri-therapy, the AIDS therapy.
Oh, no, I would. I don't think I would take any therapy. I think I can stay away from aspirin, too.
Yeah, I don't take any medication as of now, so I'm with you.
No, I'll never forget what you said when you said all diseases are rooted in malnutrition. I think that's so right.
Yes, it seems so, and as you see from all the information around food, it's like it's hard to know where to put your foot down on that subject too.
Oh yeah, food, it's such a crazy topic. It's so important, but yeah, I agree. It's another one that you just have to spend a lot of time trying to figure out. But I still think the rawer you go, the better off you are. If you can stand eating it.
Yeah, for sure. I think that not many arguments are made against raw vegetables. All the other foods are debated, more or less.
Yeah, exactly. Raw is, it's hard to argue. Okay, so we'll see you on the airwaves if you're around. Hopefully Jan Erik will get on too. I'd like to talk to him again. That'll be fine.
But at least he's giving some signs of life, so we know he's up and going.
Yeah, he said he has to get another headset or something, so.
Okay, but talk to you soon then, Ab.
Yeah, all right. Take care.
Take care.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.